Rave Radio. With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves with Gary.
Yeah, can you hear us now, Joel?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Emily, do you want me to just keep going and you can cut the first part out? Okay, great. All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Rants and Raves. This is from our pre-Infocom 2025 series, and I'm very excited to kind of learn a little bit more about what Christy is going to have at the Infocom booth this year. Joining me is Mike Bernhardt and Joel St. Denis. Did I pronounce that right?
You did. That's perfect.
I did my best.
Yeah, you did great.
Well, thanks for joining, guys. I'm really excited to hear about what's going to be happening at the Christy booth. Do we want to start, Joel, do you want to talk about some North American debuts that are happening?
Yeah, sure, Steph. Thanks. So I guess I'll start by saying that at ISC earlier this year, we launched a couple brand new platforms. One of those is Sapphire, which is a 3D LP projector, and the other one was Jazz Series, which is a new 1D LP projector. So this is going to be the North American introduction of these products, meaning it's the first time we're going to show them at an actual event, a trade show. So we're really excited about that. We had some really good feedback at ISC, and it's going to be good to be able to show this product to the folks at Infocom. So I guess a little bit of key highlights on those two products, and then we'll sort of talk about the rest of the booth. So the Sapphire platform is a world first in the sense that it's the first hybrid high brightness projector to hit the market. So it is a 3D LP native 4K product, which has a dual light source. So we have like an RGB light source in there, which gives you the really good color reproduction. And then we also have a laser phosphor light source that we've combined. And we've had folks saying, well, why would you do that? What is the point of that? You already had pure RGB projectors giving you the best color reproduction.
Yeah.
One of the things that we had at Christy is we had a gap in our product portfolio in the sense that we had a lot of customers who'd bought our previous light-based projectors that were able to do things like Infotech 3D in like Dark Rise, theme parks, or immersive spaces, which RGB projection is not capable of working with Infotech 3D type applications. So this new dual hybrid light system solves that issue for us. The other thing that that is inherently not ideal for pure RGB projectors is doing rear projection. So again, even though rear projection is not as popular as it used to be, it's still used in applications, and we didn't have a good solution in there. So we wanted to make sure that we brought a product in our portfolio that filled that gap for not only existing customers, but potentially new customers. The other thing that we wanted to do is Christy has really been known in our 3D LP in the last, 10 years as bringing the best color reproduction to the market. And we didn't want to just have another standard laser phosphor medium product like some of the other products that you're seeing on the market. So we really focused on bringing, by doing this dual light source, it allows us to reach P3 color space, which is higher than the typical Rec 709 that you're going to see on laser phosphor projectors. Again, giving you the best color reproductions while filling some of the gaps that we had in that product. So we're really happy about that. It's similar in size. It's actually identical in size to the Griffin series that we've been selling for years. So we'll be showing that in a rear projection application in our booth so people can see how good the product looks.
Awesome. I will say seeing the Sapphire in person was like I had no words at ISE, and that was probably I remember just how many people were crowding around the projector. So yeah, I'm excited to see that is happening again at Infocom. I know people are really excited to see it in person.
Yeah, so because it's in a rear projection, we're not going to have the physical projector there, but what we've done is, you're not going to see the one that's projecting, but we've put a static version in the middle of the booth, so people will be able to come around and look at it at, standard height, have a look at what the projector looks like.
But watching it in rear projection is like when you're really going to see it shine, so
exactly.
I'm excited.
Exactly. So, okay, the other product I wanted to put a highlight on is the new Jazz series, so there's been some changes in, I guess, the DMDs that are being used in all basically single chip or three chip projectors in the last several years. And Texas Instruments has done these advancements in bringing new chips to the market, which are more efficient, give you more lumens per watt, have better contrast. So the Jazz series is featuring one of these new 0.8 HEP DMDs, which is giving us the benefits of technology advancements effectively. So you know, it's like when you have a product that you've been using for a long time, and all of a sudden it's smaller. It's just as bright. It's lighter. It's more efficient on power. It gives you better contrast. It's just the evolution of technology. That's exactly what the Jazz series is. It's basically our new 1DLP high brightness workhorse, if you will. We have a couple resolutions available. We have two models in 1920 by 1200 and two models that are pixel shifted to UHD resolution. We're going to be featuring some of those in our booth and multiple applications. We're going to be doing some projection mapping with some of them, using Mystique to help with the alignment. And then we're also going to have one of them in portrait mode, showcasing how they can be used because of the high brightness, either from 16 all the way up to 24,000. You can use them in applications like, let's say, museums, where you want to highlight a cool object. So we're going to have a couple 3D sculptures in our booth.
Cool.
We're going to be able to basically see some content from the Jazz series highlighting what you can do with those products.
That's awesome. Mike, I want to pick on you now. So for, like, of course, the big things that Christy is going to have are going to be these North American debuts, but other big things are the things that we know and love about Christy. Of course, micro tiles. Are these being brought back to the InfoComm booth too?
Absolutely. Like, people may not know it, but Christy's been in the LED game for over a decade. You know, we've worked with lots of partners on super critical, important projects. Some of them we've talked about, some of them we can't talk about. But rest assured that we have basically supported very, very big and important projects. So one thing that we've learned is that as the LED industry continues to mature, one thing that's become clear, and that is that performance matters, right? You know, there's lots of companies that can build a display that looks great for the 3 days on the trade show floor, right? But what does it look like down the road, right? So when it comes time for mission critical applications, or if it's something that's part of a key part of a carefully crafted experience, serious customers are coming to Christy because they know that we've got exceptional performance. You know, we care about things like uniformity and zero flicker and HDR and P3 color and calibration and video processing pipeline, all of the stuff that makes a beautiful, beautiful display, right? But they don't just look exceptional on day one, right? They look great for years and years to come. So we talk about day zero performance, and so our products have that, right? It's true for Christy projectors, and it's true for Christy's LED, right? So yeah. And at InfoComm, we're going to be showing our full LED lineup, and that includes, as you mentioned, micro tiles. I think we're showing 0.75 micro tiles, and we're also showing our Core 3 product. We're showing, I think, the 0.9 mil of the Core 3, and we've got lots of people there who can help walk you through a deep dive of the product and help you understand what it is that makes it so different. And that's in terms of the visual performance, but also in terms of the types of applications and the types of experiences that you can build with our products. So lots of people there to help you through that journey.
Awesome. In terms of your journey through the booth, like if I'm an attendee, I'm walking in, y'all are going to have some really great vignettes, really like immersive experiences that you're taking people through. Do you want to talk to me a little bit about those?
Yeah, sure, I can. So we've done this the last couple of shows, and it's been very well received. So we want to do it again. We set up an immersive room in the booth. We're going to be able to go in, and we have seven of our Inspire series 960 short throw projectors. So they're about basically just under 10,000 lumens. But the nice thing about these projectors is we've really seen a trend in the resurgence of these immersive spaces because we have these new ultra short throw lenses now, or short throw lenses that allow you to have a regular size room with 5 or 6 or 7 or 10 projectors and light up the floor, the walls and everything else, which in the past you haven't been able to do before we have the short throw lenses. You had to do rear projection, which made it more complex because you needed all this space behind, right? So we want to really showcase what you can do. So we have, again, some interactivity, working with Augmenta as a partner to for the content and the interactivity in the space. And we think it's going to be really interesting for people to experience that who haven't seen it before.
Absolutely.
We've also got, I touched on this a little bit earlier, we've got our Jazz series doing some projection mapping. You know, that's one of the things that, even though LED is growing very well in the AV space, you still can't, you know, it's difficult to cover buildings or structures or statues with LED, right? So there's still a very good market for projection mapping. And it seems like every year we find that we have customers are trying to outdo what other people did the year before. So we're seeing these really cool uses of projection for projection mapping. So we'll have obviously some smaller scale version of that in our booth. We have a couple, as I mentioned earlier, some wooden sculptures that we're projection mapping on to sort of show that projection isn't just about doing, you know, 16 by 9 or 16 by 10 flat displays. You can use it for entertainment, for interactivity, for visual effects, art, whatever, right? There's lots of applications for it. The other thing that we wanted to show is we have a meeting room, and in our meeting room we have one of our M-series M4K15 projectors that has been popular in applications where you have a light controlled environment and you want the really best contrast possible. So we have an ultra high contrast lens in that room, and we're going to be showing content pretty much in a dark space, so you can see the kind of contrast that you're able to reach, which is 6001 true on off contrast, which is really a step above what's available in the market typically for projection these days, right? So we're going to be showcasing that. We have scheduled demos each day that people can come in and check that out. And I guess the other thing I wanted to mention is we want people to come through and see the types of applications that are available, right? So we will still have a couple standard screens. Like we have our Griffin flagship series that's going to be in the booth. I wanted to point out that Sapphire is a new product that fills a gap, but it's not replacing Griffin. Griffin is right. Still a flagship product. So we're going to have that showcasing Rec 2020 content, the best basic color reproduction you can get on the market. We're going to have that in a booth on a standard larger screen. And then we're going to give an example again of another Jazz series doing a standard potential museum application where it's just projection on a standard image and give you some content. So we think we're going to be able to take people through and tell a story.
Yeah.
That you can do with displays.
No, that's perfect. I love the idea of telling people a story when you bring them in their booth, because the worst thing for me is to go in a booth and see products on a pedestal and like not be shown how the products actually work, which there's something to be said about that too, right? Like you want to see the projector up close because, you know, you want to see the inputs, the outputs and everything if I'm going to be speccing that. But I also like, I want to see it in action, you know?
Yeah, people are coming to see the visuals, right? Everybody can go online and look at your side panel and see what your inputs and outputs are, right?
Absolutely.
So being able to see the colors in person and so on. That's why we keep, you know, going to these shows, because we're in a very visual business.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, there is something to be said about trade shows and about the fact that they are back in such full force. And I think that this is probably going to be a very successful Infocom if like we're using ISE as like a bellwether. So yeah, I'm excited. Sure. And you guys are at booth 2542. Perfect. So yeah, for all the attendees out there, come make sure to go and check it out. I'm very, very excited to spend some time in y'all's booth. So
yeah, thank you. And Mike and I will be in the booth. So come on over and ask us questions if you have any.
All right. Perfect. Well, thank you guys so much. And, you know, take it easy before Infocom if you can, because I know it's going to be a busy week.
Thank you so much,
Joel and Mike from Christy. And I'm Steph Beckett, and this has been another episode of Rants and Rave. And we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Rave, rave. With Rants and Raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves. Yeah.